Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they are celebrating here in Indianapolis. The Pacers dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
Pops is in the house. What's the celebration going to be like with him?
I'm going to go say what up. And he going to go home. He out of pocket for them jeans. But, you know, other than that, it's good to see him out here.
Tyrese, congratulations. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Pops was wearing the jeans.
Pops was wearing something. I don't know what that fashion statement was, except for,
crazy.
Tyrese Halliburton, good Midwestern kid, starring in a Midwestern scene. Last night was one of his best moments, and he's had many in this postseason. That was just another one.
He's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yes, he is, by gosh.
Isn't that crazy? And his dad wears those jeans, right? Those are Oshkosh, by gosh, jeans.
Oshkosh, by gosh. Maybe.
No, I just wanted to say
Pride that. Of Iowa State.
Iowa
now
State.
He is Indiana's
12th overall selection.
Yeah, really a guy who you can get. It proves that you can get a guy at number 12 that's going to be a difference maker. I think that's what you want to take away if you're the Bulls.
That's what you're desperate for.
You're desperate to take away. But last night, it was Tyrese Halliburton coming within one rebound of a triple-double, hitting 4 of 8 threes and leading and willing the Pacers to a victory, 116-107. Mully, 80% of the time, the team that wins game three wins the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
That, to me, was more than I thought. I didn't realize that was such a pivotal game three. I thought we reserved the word pivotal for game fives.
The Pacers won the world title yesterday.
No, they didn't.
80% chance.
80%. That means 20% chance that it still could be the Thunder. I don't want to discount the Thunder's ability to come back because I think that would be naive. And you don't want to take anything for granted if you're a Pacer fan.
I'm not sure that I believed after they won game one that the Pacers would ever lead again in the series.
I didn't think so. I had my doubts.
I thought, I'm
well,
little...
you said still 5 games it would take.
I thought it would take five.
You thought they'd win 4 in a row, the Thunder.
I did. But, I mean, okay, I'm willing to learn. Teach me. I do think they have a coaching advantage. And I do think that, when you said the change of venue, that is huge. I think that there are reserve players that will play better at home and not be able to do anything on the road. That's just the nature of the NBA.
That is the nature of the NBA. Doesn't that surprise you a little bit? Because they are professionals, but it's still undeniable.
It surprised me how well they played at home. I mean, I just thought OKC, and they honestly, they were in control of the game. They weren't getting away or anything. It wasn't like they were separating very much, but they were winning the game right up to the point where they weren't anymore, and that was the end of that.
Big reason why you give credit to Haliburton and Siakam, certainly they are the stars, but last night was the story about the bench. Two guys coming off the bench, Benedict Mathurin, 27 points, led the Pacers in scoring. Mully, it was the most for a backup or a reserve bench player in an NBA Finals since Jason Terry in 2011.
That's crazy.
It's a long time. And then TJ Chitwood, McConnell, sorry. Yes. But he did a pretty good Jimmy Chitwood imitation. Five steals. He did. He out-Caruso'd Alex Caruso. He was the guy who was the difference maker.
Well, that, I mean, they had 19 turnovers, which they don't do. That was the most shocking statistic. They turned the ball over quite a bit. And they sent, as who, I don't know who said it, they just sent bodies at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They, I mean, how many different people took a turn defending him?
I can think of three.
That's a lot.
But I think it probably was more. Rick Carlisle was very resourceful in that way. And I think the Pacers did what they needed to do to kind of address the Thunder's best player, the MVP, certainly.
Yep.
But it was the bench. 49-18, the Pacers bench outscored Oklahoma City reserves. And that was the difference. The Pacers have now avoided back-to-back losses since the last time that happened was March 8th and 10th.
But OKC has been down 2-1 before, haven't they, in a series in these playoffs? So I don't think that they're going to necessarily panic or fall apart. But, man, this next game.
Here's what I like. The next game, Friday night, because they don't have to wait 2 days if the Thunder are reeling from this or physically exhausted, because the Pacers are the more physical team. And that probably benefits the more physical team.
The more veteran team.
Friday night is D-Day. Friday night is D-Day. That's their season.
Yeah.
If they get down 3-1, they're not going to win this series. Now, if they get it to 2-2, they go back to being the favorite. But Friday night is their game.
I believe Friday night is exactly 1 week from D-Day, right?
Yes.
So he's right, but he's not correct.
Mm-hmm. The series is on the line from their perspective, because I would agree with Charles Barkley on this. If the Pacers get to three victories, it's hard to imagine them losing in that building again with a chance to close it out and celebrate an NBA title in downtown Indy. Goodness sakes.
How about Charles? Isn't that great that he moves to NBA TV and you can still hear his commentary and hear him talk before and after NBA games? I wish the NBA guys were still doing their thing. I get it. You know,
they're still coming back. They're going to do the show.
Oh, I know they're going to do it. But I'm saying
it was quite a funeral last week. But I think that they're still doing the show.
Well, but I'm saying I wish they would just do it. Like that way, the game ends, and then you can cut to some ESPN studio. I could care less, but I would turn the channel and watch the Inside the NBA show. That'd be great on TNT.
It would be great. Yeah,
I love those guys. Don't get me emotional.
Gosh, I know. Like, they are actually going to return.
I know.
The show's going to be back. It was quite the send-off.
Won't be as good.
All of the tributes were very teary-eyed and wistful.
The good thing, though, if the finals, I'm pretty sure, is going to be on ABC, ESPN next year, hopefully they already said they're going to have the pregame. So you'll probably have Charles and all those guys doing
it
then.
Good deal.
Yeah, a lot of people are tearing into the ESPN coverage. A lot of people don't care for... I saw the halftime show was criticized. It just feels like...
Every aspect is criticized because people are reacting to the loss of the...
That's all it
inside
is.
The NBA. Yes. And they're concerned about change and all that stuff.
We fear change.
Yeah, I know.
We as humans.
Okay.
So the big story in the NBA, and it's not the biggest story. Obviously, the finals are the biggest story, and they probably deserve more viewership than you're getting. But I would say that the Knicks thing, you know, the Knicks get eliminated by the Pacers and then fire Tom Thibodeau. Wait a couple days and then fire Tibbs. And then I thought when they did that, David, that they were they're going to hire Mike Malone. That is, you know, he shouldn't have been fired out of Denver. He's a good coach. They'll just, you know, that'll be, you know, done and dusted by the end of the day or in a couple days, whatever it was. And I don't even know if they've contacted him, but they've contacted everybody. They're talking to half the teams in the league, and that's an example.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Exaggeration.
It is an exaggeration, but they have been aggressive.
Yes.
They sought permission from Dallas for Jason Kidd.
That's right.
And they were rejected. They have sought permission to speak to Ime Udoka from the Rockets, and I think they were denied. Chris Finch from the Timberwolves, they were denied. And, of course, here in Chicago, Billy Donovan was requested by the Knicks. They wanted to interview him, and they were denied. So the Bulls shut down any kind of overture from New York, and I understand why. The Knicks now are, you know, left. They also got a big fat no from Jay Wright, I believe. Jay Wright said no. I'm happy wearing these tailored suits on CBS. No, thank you.
You know, Atlanta denied them permission to talk to Quinn Snyder. I'm just saying, It's almost absurd.
No, it is absurd. Not almost absurd. It's absurd. It's desperate. It's needy, and it's ridiculous.
And the Bulls denied them the right to talk to Billy Donovan, and we were kind of talking about that earlier. And I don't know what that conversation is like. I don't know if they just call up and they get AK and they're like, hey, you know, we're wondering if we could have it. You know, does that conversation include, well, what would you give us if you were to sign? See, here's the thing. If it gets to a point where you say, yes, Bill, you have permission, then that means Billy's out the door.
Well, he's out the door probably.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
So do they tell you what they're going to give you?
My sense is no. It probably is a little bit more than a formality. It might be a case of filling out the paperwork with the league to request permission formally to interview a coach. Now, behind the scenes, you know how it works. If there are back channels that you explore to say, well, would you be interested? We'd like to request permission to talk to you. My sense would be that any coach would say, go through the proper channels.
Exactly. But I mean, what I want to know is, did you ever have like even a 3-sentence conversation where you said the following: what would you give us? Will you give us X? We'll do that if you give us so-and-so.
I want a first-round draft pick and a player. Then you can talk to our coach. If you want to hire a coach, would you give me a first-round draft pick and a player?
But does that even happen, or is it just a flat-out
I don't think they probably got that far.
Okay.
I don't think it got that far. But the Knicks would have to be willing to have something to come to the bargaining table with, because you can't just steal somebody's coach without compensation.
No, but
you could if there's a mutual parting and there's a coach that you say wants out anyway, and like Jason Kidd probably is disappointed that the Mavs blocked him because he wants to go. The reports were he was interested in at least talking to the Knicks. A lot of these coaches will use this interest, real or imagined, as a basis for a contract extension.
And they should. Yeah, you know, hey, they want to talk to me? What, are you going to give me 2 more years? Okay.
Yeah. If you're the Bulls, I think that you would ask those questions. And I think it doesn't mean you're
And you can do that through back channels.
You could, probably.
You can have, like, the coach's agent or somebody. I mean, you can. And then the guy can go back and say, "Oh, they might have given permission, but they didn't like what."
Now we're talking about this as if it would make logical sense to most NBA front offices. This is a front office. Remember, the Knicks, led by Jim Dolan. Okay. So any kind of conventional wisdom is a flawed assumption.
Any
because
kind of
they,
wisdom would
yes,
go right out the window.
There has been much of that lacking in their decisions postseason. The Knicks got as far as they have gotten in 25 years. They have been as good and consistent as they have in the past 4 years. And Tom Thibodeau got fired anyway.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
If you fire the coach responsible for your first back-to-back 50-win season since 1993 and 94, you're a fool.
Well,
without a plan,
but
come on.
But you're a fool. But if you had hired Mike Malone like a day later, it'd be like, oh, well, you know, there was a guy available. They weren't just firing him because they're blaming him. They're trying to assign blame. They are actually responsibly saying we didn't use the bench well enough and Mike has a history of doing. They did not. There's none of that going on.
They didn't know if Mike Malone was interested. And certainly he wasn't interested in taking the job or else he would have it by now. So if he's not, then you don't make that move.
You don't wind up with a blindfold on trying to play pin the tail on the donkey.
Now you can't really hire an established coach because if an established coach goes to New York, he's going to know that he was probably 8th, 9th, or 10th on the list.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
How much of a blow? These guys all have giant egos, enormous egos. Imagine the blow to anyone's ego if you're Mike Malone and now you're introduced.
You're behind all these names.
As the next New York Knicks coach after the list of guys who said no or were
ahead of them. Denied permission. Yeah. Well, we couldn't get. Let's run down the list again.
So the Bulls. Keep their guy, Billy Donovan, who I think is the most astute basketball observer in the Bulls organization. He is the best judge of talent, I believe, probably the best basketball mind in the building. I think it's a good thing that they kept him. I do think that it was probably worth exploring what the Knicks might have been willing to give up. Both those things can be true.
Yeah.
Because if you're the Bulls, what are you doing? You still know what you're doing? Well, what is their plan, by the way?
Well, we know their plan.
Okay.
Their plan is extend the timeline.
Extend the timeline, and deepen the bench, accumulate the talent.
And who are they talking to? There's somebody out there that you hear rumors with. Who
R.J. Barrett?
R.J. Barrett.
R.J. Barrett is the one that's been reported. Yeah. Bulls is one of those teams that's interested in that. I mean,
where does
that
he
does
fit exactly? Because he's a wing, he's a guard. I mean, they've got a lot of guys that are wings and I want a big guy.
I mean, he could score. I don't know how good his defense is. I mean, it doesn't mesh right with that squad unless you're making other moves. Maybe if you're planning to move, like, say, maybe a Kobe White, then you're like, okay, let me.
If you're moving
get RJ
Kobe
Barrett.
White, tell me who's coming in return. Tell me what that deal looks like.
I wonder what can you get for Kobe White now.
What can you get for Kobe White?
So, I mean, and I'm not suggesting this is the case, but let's say that the second or third pick in the draft, for whatever reason, they're not in love with the player that is assigned to them. And if you give me your pick and Kobe White, you can have that. And I think it would cost a little bit
to move up to third or second.
Second,
it's gonna take
or
more
third.
Than that.
Well, I'm just.
But if you want to move up to second or third, listen. If you want to move up to second or third, and you're prepared to give up whatever it is hypothetically,
then you should have already lost the season.
Well, no. I would understand that, and I think you could find a way to support that because it would imply that you do have
A plan.
A plan.
Yes. There's a player that we got to get, and we got to move up to do so. So we're going to move up, and we're going to use this guy. And I don't suggest they do that. I think Kobe has taken a step forward, and I
don't
know if he can take
another one. I think he's going to be part of your solution. You think the problem is that you can't, you don't have a star, but I think you think that he's going to be here for a while. I don't think he's going to be traded unless it's a big blockbuster deal. And that would qualify as one if you get rid of Kobe White.
I agree.
I think they're going to look at the Pacers example. If, say, the Pacers end up winning the NBA title, it will reinforce their idea that you need a strong bench, good coaching, and a couple guys that qualify as take turns in a starring role.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll be very curious to see what Casey Johnson says about that, because we're going to talk to Casey next, and he has – at every turn, whenever we've gotten giddy about, let's do this, why don't we all get together and everyone throw in a few dollars and we're going to get on a bus to Milwaukee.
Did you say we'll Josh Giddy or Giddy as in happy?
Yes, I meant giddy as in happy.
Okay.
But and KC has kind of been a sober voice of reason. And we're kind of like...
He's a driver with 10-2.
Why are you the destroyer of dreams?
Keeping things straight. Running over every dream in the way.
But
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.